The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
But he said he played all under 21 levels at Northern Ireland before the change. Personally, I think he should have signed for Republic of Ireland as his career would have been longer. Just look at Robbie, that's Dave Amead, because we're talking obviously about Jack Grealish and his decision to play for England over Ireland.
Yeah, like we said it already, I remember a guy called, and I knew him well because he was at Leeds United, called Noel Whelan. And football fans remember Noel Whelan. He broke onto the scene playing for Leeds as a teenager, and he was a great goal scorer, and he was a hot property at the time. His dad, I think I could be stand to be corrected, he's either from Carlow or Cavan, someone will let me know there. I met his dad, the most Irish man you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
You know, walks around, I'm not sure if he's still alive anymore, but he used to walk around with an old fisherman's hat, or you know those hats full of Irish badges, like every Irish kind of
very
pin badge.
Very patriotic.
Oh yeah. And obviously lived in, you know, moved over to Leeds or England back when he was younger, and Noel would have been born there. And Noel opted for England. And Noel ended up, I think, only playing once or twice for the senior team for England. And Noel could have been, had he opted for Ireland, I think this is the issue with Jack, Noel could have been the Robbie Keane of his generation for Ireland, you know? That would be my opinion on it. But listen,
Could he have been though, the next Paul McGrath if
listen,
he'd opted?
There's only ever going to be one Paul McGrath.
Did
you honestly think there could be another Paul McGrath?
I knew there couldn't be. Well, right? Because I'm not an idiot.
We have a caller on the line. Please state your name.
It's Paul McGrath.
Yes! Paul McGrath! Morning, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Nicky. Not too bad. Hi, Jenny.
How are you?
Listen, Paul, thanks a million for taking the call at such short notice. I think you are the most expert to answer this, and I'm not just saying this because you have both played, obviously, for Ireland and played for Aston Villa, where Jack obviously plays at the minute. So, what do you think, Paul? Where are you on this?
Well, to be honest, I think Jack's a very young man. You know, he's got some. It was a huge decision he's got to make. But I would have opted for Ireland if I was him, because I think his chances of getting a regular spot with the England team would be a little more limited than with the Irish team. And we could do with him at the moment as well.
Yeah, yeah. He's, I use the reference there, I'm not sure you heard, with Noel Whelan did the same thing, opted for England, you know, with a huge Irish heritage, and then never ended up playing, getting, you know, being picked even in squads.
Well, exactly. I think that's what they do. They you know, they'll play him a couple of games or something like that, and then, you know, he finds he's kind of shut out a little bit. And I think Jack, talented player though he is, I still think at the age that he is, he's still got a lot to prove. He's been playing really well for Aston Villa, but we've not been winning games. But he has shown that he's got great ability and stuff like that. But he's still got a lot to prove. So it's a dodgy move if he does, you know, if he sides with England. So he'd have got more regular international football, I think, with Ireland, and you know, it would have been great if he selected us.
Do you think he's done this because he might expect or hope that he can qualify for more tournaments in his which is a short career, or that he just feels deep down English himself?
Yeah, I think deep down he probably does feel, you know, he's more English. But he's already, I mean, he's played for Ireland underage, and I think that kind of puts into question, you know, what were the reasons for picking England? Is it a, I don't think it could be money or anything like that, because they get paid well enough anyway. But
well, somebody asked me that this morning actually, and I said no, because he's a Premiership player. He would be on big money, and probably the older he gets, and as you say, proves himself, he will be on astonishing money. So I wouldn't have thought the international money to him would have made much of a difference.
Yeah, not at all. But I know the fact that England do obviously they do get a lot more money and stuff like that. But I don't think money would have been an issue, and it shouldn't be an issue when you're talking about your country anyway.
Yeah.
But purely from the point of view of wanting to play international football and having the heritage, both Irish and English, I would have thought if you want to play 50 games for your country, then Ireland would have been the more natural choice for me anyway, because England it's going to be much more competitive because of the pool of players that they have to pick from.
I suppose, though, Paul, it's one of those things, it's a bit of a gamble, and if it pays off, it would be fantastic, but it probably, would you say it is seen more of as a gamble to pick England over Ireland?
Spot on, Jenny, to be honest.
That's the first time that's happened, Paul. That's the first time that's happened.
No, to be fair,
can we get a recording of this?
No, but to be fair, you are dead right, because I think there's going to be a lot more competition in getting a regular place with England, and that's why I hoped he would have selected Ireland, because you know, he could have been the top man, he could have been the top player for Ireland for a number of years, so. It would be disappointing and stuff like that. But again, I think he's only a young kid, so, and he's every right to choose, you know, who he wants to play for. It's just that we could have done with him.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw one of the, I think it was joe.ie, put up some tweets from Jack from the last two years anyway, when he was coming over to play for the under-21s, and things like, oh, big game for the lads this week, you know, hashtag Coy Big, come on you boys in green, all those tweets that'll probably not haunt him, but come up to, you know, when he basically, when you put on a public forum that you're, he said he's Irish, and you know, again, at a very young age, but yeah, now he's up in England. It's disappointing. Coda, last question, Paul. Could Ireland have done any more? Could Martin O'Neill, or obviously Roy is in there at Aston Villa and the FAI, could they have done any more to, or is it, did they do all they could?
No, I don't think they could have. I think at the end of the day, to be honest, Nicky, it's up to the player himself and his family and stuff like that. He will have discussed this with his father, and eventually he will have just chose England for whatever reasons he believes he's... And to be fair to him, I think he believes he's good enough to get a regular place in the England team. Otherwise, I think he would have picked Ireland. But having said that, he's chosen England now, and I just think good luck to the kid, because he is a fabulous player, and I love the way he's playing for Villa at the moment, but we're not doing so well. But at the same time, he came on and he can change a game with Birmingham the other night and stuff like that. So he has got talent, and you can only wish him well. He's only a kid.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I have to ask you something, Paul, actually, before we let you go, because I saw that the other day you were in the paper talking about your son who's moved back in with you now, putting you through your paces in the gym. And I'm asking you, how are you feeling? Because I actually started a boot camp last night, and I'll be honest, Paul, I haven't even walked anywhere in a few years.
She's left her hamstrings in the canteen.
I'm finding it very hard to sit down at the moment. Are you the same?
Well, to be fair, no. To be honest, Jordan, you know, I think they put it in the newspaper that he was actually a soldier. He hates being called that because he was a Marine. He was a Royal Marine. Mm. So he's actually he is a very fit kid, and he does put me through my paces in the gym and stuff like that. In fact, we just go and I sit there and I basically watch him doing the training and stuff like that. But it's enjoyable to especially have him over here living with me now. Just going to the gym and just to keep me halfway.
Just hanging out and having a nice time.
Exactly. Just to have him back from where he's been and stuff like that is great for me.
Fantastic. Yeah, we did get a text in to say, if you play under 21 for your country, you should be tied to that country. And that's from Mike in Cork. It's probably a good argument in that, actually. If by 21, you should be old enough probably to make that decision.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we now know how the Scots feel, because with Aidan McGeady and James McCarthy, and now the shoe was on the other foot. I'm going, no, hang on a minute. This
We had a right few of them when I was playing as well.
We
needed them as well. So, you know, it might hurt us for a while, but I think we'll get over.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But like, you just, you know, to finish on this, you know, and we know we all lived through those golden days of Irish football, and hopefully there's more of them to come. But Jack could have been a huge part of that, where, you know, you look at yourself, or you look at some of the English and Scottish born players like Houghton, Aldridge, and, you know, and forever are synonymous and legends in this country. Will he get that with England? But then again, if he doesn't feel 100% Irish and he feels more English, then it is his decision. Sad, but that's the way it goes, up and on, as they say.
Paul, so good to talk to you today, and thank you so much for coming on and giving us your little opinion.
Absolute pleasure to talk to you too as well.
Cheers, Paul. Paul McGrath, everybody. Paul McGrath, the legend.